of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This 15th Sunday after Pentecost, we follow Jesus as he continues to travel towards Jerusalem. And he was teaching this time in the gospel reading about the requirement of being a disciple. This Sunday he talks about the use of resources, of time, money, and possessions for those who follow him. Now he uses the parable of the rich man, an absentee landlord who entrusts his land to a manager or a steward who is described here as dishonest. This steward, when he learned that he was going to be fired and must settle his accounts with the master, did it this way. "How much do you owe my master?" He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, "Take your bill and set down quickly and write 50. And he said to another, "How much do you owe?" He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, "Take your bill and write 80. Here, the steward did this in order that they will receive him when he is fired. Now, looking at the story, Jesus seems to present us with a questionable character, described as dishonest and deceitful steward. What is more, it seems almost unthinkable that Jesus praises him for his shrewdness. Now, one way of understanding this story is to look at it in this way. The steward's actions seem shady because, in a way, they were really shady. However, Jesus' praise of the manager's rudeness was more of a commentary on the way he used his resources of this world in a clever, albeit morally questionable, way to secure his future. Here, Jesus, let us be clear, did not endorse dishonesty about the future. But he was drawing attention to the steward's ability to think strategically about the future and act accordingly. That's the key to interpreting this parable, is to recognize that the dishonest wealth the steward is dealing with is symbolic of worldly wealth. Worldly wealth is fleeting, as Luke often emphasizes, and this contrasts sharply with eternal riches. So the challenge here is how we, as followers of Jesus, should handle what we have in this life, our possessions, wealth, and resources. When Jesus praises the manager's rudeness, this is just kind of a subtle rebuke to the children of light, the disciples or those who follow him, encouraging them to be just as strategic in their use of resources to build relationships that have eternal value. The idea isn't that we should be like the dishonest steward in terms of ethics, but we should be just as intentional and wise in using our time, talents, and treasure to advance God's kingdom. So the central lesson of the parable is how money and wealth in this world should not be the ultimate goal and source of security. Rather, the way we use them should point toward building relationships that transcend this life. Jesus' warning about serving two masters, God and wealth, at the end of the parable ties everything together. We must be intentional about which master we serve. Ultimately, money and possessions are transient, but how we use them to bless others and build the kingdom is what has eternal value. So the parable then isn't about being dishonest with money or endorsing unethical behavior. It is about how to use our resources, time, money, and possessions wisely to build relationships that matter in the kingdom of God. While worldly wealth is temporary, investing in people and causes that have eternal value is what truly lasts. Jesus isn't endorsing dishonesty, but highlighting the need for disciples to be just as intentional in using the resources for good as the steward was in securing his future. So in our lives today, what does this mean? It means prioritizing generosity, investing in relationships that reflect God's love, and using our resources to further his kingdom rather than hoarding wealth or seeking status. So the ultimate question is this: are we using what we have to serve God or to serve ourselves? The parable challenges us to live with an eternal perspective, choosing to invest on what truly lasts. In sum, this is what is required of a disciple. This is what is required of us as followers of Jesus: manage correctly money or material possessions, invest them and that which is eternal. Amen.